Thanks, Brian. And every week we're taking your questions from the Jaguars Instagram account, so you can make sure you can post your questions at Jaguars on Instagram. Today, our first question comes from Jaguar Mile number 5, and they would like to know, what's your favorite pizza topping?
I'm a pesto chicken and bacon kind of guy. It's a little outside the box,
that's a great combo. Yeah. Now, I'm a Chicago guy. I tend to love deep dish pizza. Are you deep dish, thin crust, kind of in between?
I'm a thin crust kind of guy. Nowhere near from New York or anything like that, but I'll take that New York style thin crust any day.
Okay. And question number 2 today comes from Lindsay DXO. They would like to know, if you hadn't become a football player in the NFL, what would you be doing for a career?
I got my degree in mechanical engineering, and the reason why I got into it is I wanted to design defense weapons. I'd have to say that's probably what I would be doing, you know, if football wasn't in the picture.
Now, how did you decide that you wanted to do that?
That's
pretty specific.
Yeah, it is. When I was about 12 years old, I loved watching the Discovery Channel growing up, and there was a show about, like, future weapons on the Discovery Channel, and one of the experts that talked on the show was a mechanical engineer, so it just grew from there.
All right, and question number 3 today comes from Riley Zukowski, and they would like to know, what football player did you look up to?
Another Utah great, Jordan Gross, played for the Carolina Panthers for years, was somebody that I tried to model my game after when I was in college, and a huge amount of respect for him. Obviously, being from Utah, similarities there and similar, size and body style and stuff like that. So I always looked up to him.
Okay. And our final question today comes from M. Clean, and they would like to know, how has Jacksonville been for your foundation, Zane's Parade?
It's been awesome. We actually just had some events this weekend, but it's been great to get involved in the community and being over here for a little over a year now, and looking forward to get more and more involved as we go forward.
And, you know, what is it about Jacksonville that you feel like has been really great for your foundation?
It's just a great community. You know, the people here are very supportive and love to get involved with stuff that benefits the community and gives back, and just been a great experience so far.